Good morning. So this morning we are reading the fourth verse, the section of ability to detect the spiritual atmosphere through your emotions. And it's Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26 to 27. You know, sometimes it's crazy how the Lord makes your lessons and your readings a real practical situation in your life. So I just had a massive destabilization of my emotions. And yeah, I'm not going to go into the details, but it was hard. It was very hard. And so you love someone, you try and take care of the situation. It's not always perceived the way that you are trying to keep people safe, right? And when you have a look at this, there is, in terms of the practical reality, so how do I deal with that, right? How do I deal with a situation whereby I get really emotionally destabilized? Not that I was angry or anything like that. It's just, you know, just getting into a place that you are out of sorts, especially when you know that somebody's in danger and you have to step in, right? So that's that kind of a situation. And so the first thing that you have to do when you're in this state of destabilized is you have to find your center, right? Now, sometimes the emotional destabilization is so it gets to you physically, even, you know, where you're almost like shaking. You know, it's affected you that badly, right? And when something like that happens, you need to close your eyes, and this is what I do. You close your eyes, and you take yourself back to the cross. The physical cross that was in the ground, Jesus is hanging on it, and there's blood that's been running down this cross. And you take your hands and you hold that cross. You that sticky dried blood is there, and you grab a hold of it and you say, "Jesus, help me. I claim the blood of the cross. Claim your sacrifice. Please just recenter me in the way that I need to be. Help me to see everything clearly around me." Now, that's what I do, right? Now, this particular scripture, verse 26 and 27, is two sides of a coin, right? So the one side is going to speak of how God expects, and then the other side is going to speak of the opposite of what God expects. And it's important that you recognize that they are complete opposites, right? Because both exist, and God is expecting you to be in the right place as far as both of them exist. So let's start. And so verse 26, "And ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, holy, and have severed you from people, that ye should be mine." So he's saying, you're mine. I have separated you from people. Right? How did he separate you from people? Well, you're not a four-dimensional creature anymore. You are a new creation. He separated you from what normal people would be. You're not a normal person anymore, right? He has severed you from people. So your other Bibles will say severed from other people. The word other was never in there. It's because you become a new creature. Those faculties. And Satan never wants you to switch on those faculties, because then he's got big trouble. But those faculties that are part of your physical being that would switch on when your spirit's activated, He doesn't want you to know that you can do that. He absolutely does not want you to know that you can do that. Right? So the word other was added in that, and it never says other. Right? For I, the Lord, holy, and have severed you from people, that ye should be mine. Then, 9 talks about the other side of the coin, right? Which is the other part. And it says, yeah, a man also, or woman, that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood upon them. Now, had this been done all the way through, we would not have the kinds of people running around at the moment, which is such darkness all over the place. Had we kept to what God had said, we would have made sure the cancer never took root. We would have nipped it out every single time it rose. But people want to look at things and want to say, oh no, you must have compassion on them. No, let them live. Let them live. Let them. Why would you want to do that to that person? That person is crying, they're looking sad and all that. Meantime, you don't know what spirit's going on in the inside of that person, right? And as harsh as it sounds, the only way to set a person free sometimes, right, from that particular spirit, the only way to set them free is to hand them over to the Lord. And you pray. You say, Lord, please step in for this person. Step in for this person. And you pray. We've got Jesus now, right? In this day, this is the book of Leviticus, in this day they did not have Jesus. They could not cast a spirit out. Once that spirit was in, the only way out was to get rid of the person. And then when you got rid of the person, that spirit had nowhere to go. It had to leave, right? And so that's how they could get rid of the spirits. It's the only way they could get rid of spirits. Since Jesus died, we've got the name of Jesus to get rid of spirits. So we don't need to kill the person physically, but we do need to drive that spirit from that person. If the person doesn't want to have the spirit driven from them, then the person must leave. They must take that spirit somewhere else. It should not be around you. Now, these are very harsh words, right? But it's a cancer. Would you allow cancer close to your child that's going to start to infect your child and hurt your child and etc.? No, you wouldn't. Fortunately, cancer is not an infectious disease. Sin is very infectious, right? Familiar spirits. What is a familiar spirit? A familiar spirit is a spirit that is familiar with you. It knows you. It understands you. It watches you. It has been going since the beginning of when they were created, because it's one of the Nephilim. When the Nephilim died, their spirits had nowhere to go, right? And so they would be called evil spirits on this earth. And those spirits have found ways to become part of bloodlines, to live within people, to live within animals, and so to continue. And if you've got a familiar spirit, that spirit has come down from your family generations. You know, you often hear on TV, it must be this person, must be my grandpa, because nobody knew but this. My grandpa was the only one that heard me say that. So it must be true. Nonsense. It's a familiar spirit that's speaking to that person. Now, how do you detect this around you? Because remember, we're talking about using your emotions to detect the spiritual atmosphere around you. There's a sense that can happen where your mind is filled with wonder. Now remember, I'm saying your mind is filled with wonder, not your heart, where your mind is filled with wonder. It's amazed. Your mind is amazed by something. And we see that there's a familiar spirit and all that is a wizard. Well, what do wizards do? Wizards manipulate things. They manipulate things in terms of they can either manipulate substances or they manipulate spiritual things by having spirits operate on things, or they have one could even argue that marketing is pretty much wizardry because you're manipulating people. They don't need what you're selling, but you've got to create a need. So you have to manipulate their minds into believing that they need this thing, right? And it's all about seeing how many people you can manipulate because you should have a market share of controlling to be able to have as much money as possible. You need to manipulate people into buying your product. That is just darkness. I mean, that is just absolute darkness. Where's free will involved there? Where's just love and kindness and giving? It's not there. A man also, or woman, that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Now, why would they have to stone them with stones? You see, if you threw a stone at somebody, we're talking about those days, right? If you threw a stone at somebody, you did not make a tool to kill them. Number two, that stone might miss the person. Right? Number three, it's not your tool that you've created to use. And number four, it's God's stones. And number five, at the end of that whole exercise, there's a pile of stones where that person was. And when there's a pile of stones where that person was, anybody walking past would remember that's why that person died. That's why that person died. And then God says, their blood upon them. So, in other words, you're not guilty when you've gotten rid of something that is creating a cancerous sin within your environment. That's what he's saying here, saying you're not guilty of that. Now, in terms of you're not guilty as far as God's concerned, you would be guilty according to the law of the land, because the law of the land does not allow you to do this. Right, so don't get that confused. The laws of the land have been designed and changed and convoluted and made complicated pretty much to make sure that the bad people can get off, provided they pay enough money. And those who wind up being relatively innocent, they're the ones who get caught up in it and they get stuck. But even that, if you're a righteous person, God has a reason for why you need to be where you are, right? So let's read that again. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26 and 27. And ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, holy, and have severed you from people, that ye should be mine. A man also, or woman, that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood upon them. I encourage you that if you have a familiar spirit, go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I don't want this thing anymore. I know it gives me all these special powers, but I don't want this thing anymore. Because I know it does not put me in the right standing with you. If you've been involved with wizardry and witchcraft, you go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I want out of this mess. I want out of this. I want you to save me. I want you to rescue me from this all. And what is he going to do? He's going to kill the old person and he's going to raise a new living creature, and that'll be you. We know that we have to put to death our bodies every day, which means you don't kill yourself physically, right? You put to death the desires of your body. But if you've got a spirit operating, putting to death the desires of your body is really hard work, because you're fighting that spirit all the time. Much better to say, Lord Jesus, take the spirit from me. I don't want the spirit around anymore. And give your heart to the Lord so that he can actually work with you. Burn all the books and all the paraphernalia and things that have been handed down to you. All those things that that familiar spirit is tied to, etc. The rings and things like that that you got, that you know are related to the spirit. You know, any kind of Freemasonry rings or stuff like that, you'll need to take them, break them, burn them, destroy them. You want the stuff out of your life. You want that stuff out of your life. And remember, your emotions are going to make you super compassionate to keep the host around so that the spirit can remain. In this case, the host is you. You, the old man, the one who hasn't accepted Jesus, is going to try to keep that spirit around. But you've got to give yourself to Jesus and allow him to kill the old you and raise the new you. It doesn't mean physically he's going to kill you. It means that he's going to take that spirit and he's going to break it and destroy it. And he's going to give you a brand new spirit, one that can operate in nine dimensions. That will be the new you. Please be sure to understand that I am not recommending at all that you go out and kill people physically, nor that you go out and destroy people emotionally. Right? You need to love people. But as for yourself, make sure that you walk right and get yourself into the right place. Get rid of any spirits that are operating. And if you go to multidimensionalthinkers.com/spiritual-warfare, you'll find a number of resources there that can help you and lead you and guide you into how to cleaning out your house, cleaning out your life, getting rid of all these things so that you can live free and good and clear with the Lord. Well, guys, God bless and have an absolutely beautiful day.